In May of 1986, I received a phone call over the telephone, and after a while, they had told me that Miles had given me first rights of refusal to write his, you know, to write his life story, this book. You know, it was wonderful. It was a wonderful thing. I wanted to write it, but he picked me to write that. And I felt it was an honor and a privilege for me to write his book. It was an honor and a privilege for me to write his book. A lot of people wanted to write that book. A lot of people wanted to write that book. A lot of people. And but I felt it was an honor and a privilege that he picked me to write that book. And the reason he told Gary Gittins in the New York Times review why he picked me to write that book was I was from St. Louis. I was black. He liked the way I wrote. And I didn't take no shit off him. You know what I mean? He knew that I could finish that book because Miles Davis could be an overwhelming personality. He was an overwhelming personality. I mean, he had fierce energy, and he scared a lot of people. He frightened a lot of people. I mean, so I can imagine a lot of people who would have been trying to write that book, and if he didn't like them, he would have destroyed them mentally destroyed them. I mean, mentally, because he was that fierce. He was absolutely a genius. He was absolutely a genius. He had the most fierce eyes, the most fierce, fierce eyes that I have ever encountered in my entire life. It was almost as if he could burn a hole in your head when he got very angry with you and looked at you. If he didn't like what you did, it was like he was burning a hole in your head, you know? And you felt that. And you felt it. I saw big, big guys. He wasn't no big person. I saw big people kind of like wilt like this. You know, when he looked at them, all he had to do was look at them, you know? And they were like, ew. They were like, I could see him like, God, you know? I mean, but that's the way he was. And so you had to be a strong person to write that book. You know, that's what he felt in me, you know? I felt privileged that he felt that and honored that he felt that in me. So I felt when he asked me to write that book, it was a very hard thing to do to write that book, to figure out how to write it. What I wanted to happen in that book was I wanted the reader to feel like they were sitting across a table from Miles Davis and he was telling you individually his story. Like he was telling it to you, you know, Gustav, you, and you, and you. Everybody who had that book, they feel like he's telling them the story. It's not me telling the story, it's Miles Davis telling the story in his voice,